Chapter 27, verse 18. 27, verse 18. If you take notes, you put a problems, presence, promise, performance. Problem, presence, promise, performance. The first one should say real, real trouble, but it didn't go with the P's. All right? So I went ahead and went with problem. Let's get in the Word of God. Does anybody need a word tonight? Oh, well, let's go. Let's get out of here. All right. I need a word. Hopefully you'll need a word. Acts 27, 18. And when being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lighted the ship. Is that where y'all are at? I heard pages turning. Acts 27, 18. And we being exceedingly tossed with tempest, the next day they lighted the ship. The third day we cast out with our hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither the sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. Real problem. Real problem. Real problem. Everybody say real problem. A problem so bad that everybody gives up on hope that they're going to live. Let me give you some background. Paul was being taken to Rome against his will, but according to God's will. Whew. I'll say that again. Against his will, but according to God's will. Has there anybody in here that's been taken some places against your will, but according to God's will? Yeah, everybody in here. Amen? If you've lived long enough and you've been saved long enough, there's going to be times when you're taken against your will. But it's going to be God's will. It's going to happen anyway. It has to happen. Has to happen. Some things just have to happen. Man, I go back when this first takes place. I can almost see the news. I was there. I've been there. When God called me to preach, He's like, "Hey, Kevin, I'm going to take you places and great places. Paul, you're going to Rome." All right. I've never been. I can't wait. But if he showed him the ways he would have to go, prisoner ships and shipwrecks and beatings and his friends, all of his closest friends getting together, the people that he considered like best friends and family, right when he gets saved, right when he converts to Christ, they all fast and take an oath that they will not eat and they will not break the fast until they kill him. That's some real trouble, right? But Paul gets on this ship and they're leaving port when they shouldn't have left port, and he tells them so, but they leave anyway. And Paul tells them, and he knows it. Have you ever got? There's some Christians in here. You've seen it before. Before we took off, it's going to get bad. This is going to be bad. It's got all the signs of bad. But somehow we're still going. Somehow God's still sending. God's still pressing me out. He's pushing me into these dark waters, into these places that I know. I don't even have to ask Him. This is going to be bad. And it seems like God doesn't care. And nobody else does either. Have you ever made your complaint to other people, even though you're going what seems like in the wrong direction? Goodness, I wish we could just be real for one Sunday night. I've told everybody, we don't need to go. I don't want to go. Can we stop? And it seems like nobody's listening. No, we're going. I mean, everybody could tell it, but somehow the man of God said it. But guess what? The ship mariner said, it'll be all right. So they took their word. I mean, it seems like we could speak on a church level, but we could say on a country level that our country just seems like sometimes we're going in the wrong direction, but it's God's will. Even though it's not our will. But we're going to the end. right? We're going to the end. This world's going to come to an end. And we're going to go into glory. And we have to get into some pretty bad times to get there. Paul said, there's going to be times in your Christian life that you're going to run into some problems. And they're not going to be your fault. Matter of fact, they're nobody's fault but God's. Because He's trying to save some people. And He's trying to work some things out in your life. He's trying to change some people in your sphere of influence. All through your problem. All through your trouble. God! Could you not have picked somebody else? Could you not have picked a better time? Nope. This has to happen. You got to have this big problem. And this is not some little problem. This is everybody standing around going like this. We're not going to make it. Now, guys, I don't know how I get to somewhere where you guys understand this and where I can explain it better. But it's kind of like a neurosurgeon. Okay, we good? A neurosurgeon. A neurosurgeon walks in the room and he's like the best, right? The best neurosurgeon in the world. And he walks into your room and looks at you and says, I looked at the CAT scan. I did all the MRIs. I've opened it. You ain't making it. No hope. No chance. Okay, are we there now? Because everybody, see, these were professional sailors. They were people who sailed the seas. This is what they'd done. This is like a professional driver. These people are like, we can do it. I mean, but when you got Navy, I mean, shipmen are sitting over in the corner. Oh, gosh, this is going to be bad. We're all going to die. All right, y'all got me? Are we there? Guess what? God, some of you already know this. God takes you there. Has God took you there? And the experts can't help me? I can't help myself, apparently. And it just seems like there's no hope. So look what Paul does. He's got the problem, but he seeks some presence. Whew, I like that. I don't even want to read now, but I'm going to. Verse 21. But after a long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete and to have gained this harm of loss. God, I love verse 21 so much. Paul said it right. He just did it, Carolyn. Told you so. Is it cool? Ain't that, for all the sarcastic people in the crowd, that's awesome. I love that. I mean, thank God God carves that out in the Bible for somebody like me to say it. Amen? Ain't that, that's, I know you can't smile, can't fun, but that's pretty fun. Told y'all so. If you'd only listen to me, wouldn't be in this mess. I love it, man. That's how real the Bible is. We make people think they never said anything off, they never did, they were just perfect all the time. No! Sometimes you got to look at a situation and say, I told you so. But did you see what he did? He left his problem and he got in the presence. Some of y'all need to write this down. Sometimes you got to get absent from your problem and get in the presence of God. No, you didn't. You're not listening. You got to get out of the situation where everybody's talking death and pain and trouble, and we're never going to get out of this. We're never going to stop doing it. We're never going to make it. We're never going to get it. We're never, 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 never. And we're not going to. And I mean, just broken, broken, broken. Man, Paul said, I have heard enough from you, and I've heard enough from my own mind and my own conscience. I think I'll get in the presence of God. Because He has given me some things, but I think I can get along with Him, and maybe there will be a different conversation. And even if I'm talking to God, and the conversation stays the same, I know it's from God, and I can handle it. I think I tripped up on something right there, and I didn't even mean to trip up on it. What if God says, no, there is no hope. You're not going to come out of this. They're not going to get well. They're not going to live. What if He says that? Well, at least you know it's coming from God. ain't it like the enemy to get in there and tell you to stop talking to God, stop trusting God? It don't look, I thought you, no, we're not trusting Him for everything on this earth. We're trusting Him for eternal salvation. We're trusting Him for heaven, and we're trusting the fact that He can give us grace and mercy even through the hardest things in our lives. But if we're not talking to Him, we'll continuously get weaker and weaker and be confused and have anger and strife, and every evil work is therein. Amen? When you're confused, if you come away confused, the devil's in it. If you come away angry, the devil's in it. If there's strife in it, the devil's in it. Every time, that's the recipe. Amen? So you cut the confusion. See, God, He just tells the truth. See, that truth always gets rid of confusion. Amen? So he gets in the presence for a period of time. I don't know where he went. I don't really care where he went. But what he did is he separated himself from the situation or the problem and said, I need to get an answer from God. Man, this is good, right? Now listen to what he says. Listen how he talks. Verse 22 is so good. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Ain't that? No, listen, guys, you got to get that. Verse 22 is awesome. He gets up on the deck after he says, I told you so. He then says, be of good cheer. That's a God conversation. No, that's something God would say. Nobody says when everybody thinks everybody's dying, stands up in the middle of that and goes, be of good cheer. Got an answer from the Lord. Amen. Now, listen, man, everybody don't want it. They're all, they're crying and they're weeping and they're scared and they've already made plans and they've already gone, I don't know why I even came, got this job. I don't even know why I got out here. Be of good cheer. Cheer. Oh, this is good, Gary. Watch this. Cheer is better than fear. Bumper sticker. Write it down. Amen. Cheer is better than fear, right? But all of a sudden, he's in an opposite mindset because he's the only one who went down in the middle of the problem and got in the presence and got a promise. Amen? So he's now talking different, acting different, walking different than everybody else who sees the scenario as a total loss. Guys, you got to get to the place where you're talking to God and trusting God when everything ain't going your way. Trust Him before the wind changes, before the boat sinks, before any of the miracles happen, before anybody gets delivered, before anybody shouts and gets saved. You need to be in the presence talking to God and listening for the promise. That way you're not like everybody else in the situation. Man, everybody else running around, we're going under. This country's going under. Yeah, this country's going under, but we're going up and out. Hey, it's a hard being a Christian. No, you got it all wrong. Every person that's ever been a Christian before you in any different era would have loved to live in this era. Because this is when the Lord's coming back. This is the last church age. Man, if you can shine now, praise God, you don't think some of those older Christians are going, wow, with all the temptation, with all the stuff that's going on, to keep you docile and you'll still have a little flame, a little fire. I hope it's not a little flame or fire. I wish it'd be a raging inferno. Amen. But praise God, if you're still serving God, amen, if you're still serving God in this era, this is the Laodicean church age. This is neither hot nor warm. This is neither cold or hot. It is in the middle. We are lukewarm. Amen. We are lukewarm. Man. Check that out. You know what? People are looking down. They're looking. If you're doing, you're still preaching Jesus. You're still preaching the cross. You're still teaching the blood. You're still seeing souls saved. People are coming out of that world into that thing. My gosh. Woo! Glory. That's something to look at. That's something to watch. That's something to see. That's a great cloud of witnesses watching you. I love that stuff. Be of good. Just totally opposite. Just total opposite of what's going on. Total opposite of what's happening in the situation. Big problem. Amen? But there's a bigger presence. Let's go back. Let's get one more track off that. I want to get one more thought out of that. Sometimes you got to seek the presence. Amen? It ain't going to be obvious. It ain't going to just jump out and grab you. What is it kind of said? Knock and it shall be open. Seek and you shall find. Amen? So sometimes you're going to have to go after it. Amen? It's not going to be up there. It's not going to be in the big crowd huddled and looking for the. It's going to be where you go and get along with God. Hey, it's like Hezekiah. Do you remember Hezekiah? Hezekiah got some bad news. And what did he do? He rolled over against the wall. Couldn't go anywhere, right? Couldn't get out and go anywhere. He said, got some bad news, son. You're not going to... He got his servants over here on this side of the room. People feeding him, people fanning him, people taking care of him. He's like, I need to get in the presence. He rolled over against the wall. I can't get away, but I can get... I'll get next to the wall. God, I don't want to talk to nobody else. No more doctors. No more people going to come help me. I want to talk to you. Do you remember me? Do you remember? Remember me, Lord. I cut down all the idols. I went to the high places. God, I loved you. Remember, I restored some things. And God said, yeah, I do remember you. I think I'll add some years to your life. God, it's one of my favorite stories. I love Isaiah. Isaiah is the picture of a true preacher, a true minister. He is. He was walking in. He walked in and said, hey, Hezekiah, get your house in order. See ya. Peace out. That's a liberal translation. He's down in the courtyard after he gives the news that Hezekiah, you're the king, you're going to die. He's walking to the courtyard, and all of a sudden God drops it on his heart that, hey, he's going to get restored. I mean, Hezekiah just does a 180, goes right back in. Nope, you're going to live. Didn't even blink. He goes, I'm just a mailman. I don't care what message I deliver. I just give you whatever God tells me to give you. That's so good. Amen. I mean, that is so good. I mean, that's just sweet. I mean, that's good. So we got our promises. What was the promises? He got in the presence, he got the promise. He said, not one of the people on this boat. He's going to deliver everybody. Everybody on this boat. Everybody who thought they was going to. Listen, some people are going to get saved just because you're on the boat. Amen. Somebody better be glad they hired you on the job. Somebody better be glad they asked you to get in the community. Somebody better be glad that you're in the area because, praise God, you're a child of God and you got on that boat. Amen? Somebody, hey, all these prisoners and all these people were blessed because guess what? One Paul was going, he was going to Rome and guess what? It just happened to be God put him on your boat. Some of y'all, that's a blessing. Amen? Some of y'all going to be a blessing. Hey, look around. Man, seems like we're getting blessed right here. Yeah, we're getting blessed because I love God. Man, I got a call on my life. I'm going somewhere. He got a promise. What were some of the promises? He's going to Rome. Man, if you understand the thing that's on your life and what God's doing in your life is bigger than your present situation, it changes how you feel. Man, God's had to remind me of many times. I have been sitting in the presence. I have been sitting in a place and looking around and going, man, this is bad. We're never going to get out of this situation. God, no. This is just a beginning. This is just this period of time. I've got big things for you to do. This is me just working on you. I'm working on some faith in you. I'm working on some people around you. I'm getting your doubt out of you. I'm getting fear out of you. I'm getting anxiety. I'm getting it out of you. I'm working it out of you. And praise God, this is just a time. Can y'all look back on a time where God done some real work on you? You thought that was going to be the end of you? That wasn't the end. That was the end of some of you. Amen. That was the end of some of the bad you. That was God cutting out some of the bad. That was you up on the potter's wheel. Him scratching out all your junk. I've told you about that potter's wheel up there in Dollywood. God, I love that thing. Amen. Sit up there and watch that man. All them years, I thought you did all the pottery work on the outside. That guy had his hand down in it. And I liked every once in a while, he'd take his hand down there and scrape and scrape and scrape with his big old scraper tool. And every once in a while, he'd take his hand out and he'd just go like this. No kidding. And I thought, God, how many times has God done with my junk? Probably some junk that I kind of liked. That don't belong there. God, some good men had some good things. No, they weren't. They were excess. And I don't mind to cut them out. Amen? It's what's happening to Paul in this. God's working on him. He's taking him places. But it's never, you need to write this down or you need to know this. God never takes you the way that you think that he's going to take you. He never takes you down the path that you think he's going to take you. Oh, I mean, you can just look, oh, there he is right over there. Here's A and there's B. God's like, amen? Here's Israel, here's Jerusalem, and here's Rome. I get on there, right over there. No way. That's never going to happen. That is not the way God works. That's not the way he promotes us. And a lot of times when he promotes, he doesn't promote the way you think he promotes either. A lot of time he promotes by you take about 4 steps forward and about 20 steps back. Every time I think about that, I think about King David. Amen? I mean, Saul couldn't sleep, so they had to find him a good harp player, right? And they said, one of Jesse's sons is a jam-up guitar player. That's another liberal translation. It's not there. He's a good harp player. So they bring him up there so the evil spirit can be subdued by him worshiping, playing the harp for God, but for Saul. And Saul's spirit would relax. Remember that? But then the next scene, the next time we see him, he's back out in the sheepfold. So he goes from his daddy's sheepfold back to the kingdom and then back out watching the sheep when Goliath's situation is going on. Man, that looks like a demotion, don't it? Sometimes it looks like a demotion when God takes you from one. And I know everybody in here, at one time or another, you thought, well, man, God's forgot about me. He's put me on the back burner. He ain't using me like he's using the bus. No, no, no. He's working on you more than he probably ever will. There's been times in ministry where I thought I was absolutely doing nothing. And I look back on that, and that was when God was really changing me. I mean, really working on me to make me a better Christian, to make me a better preacher. I mean, I preached to like 5 or 6 people for like a year, like every Tuesday. I'd show up and 6 people would be there. I'd be like, man, y'all are going to get this. There was a little child, y'all probably met her. Miss Fong worked over in the clothing area, and she would come up there and say, you're loud for 5. I said, 5 or 20, it didn't matter. I'm preaching loud. We're just going to preach, right? So that makes who you are. Makes who you are. That these trials, these tough places, these big problems. Not little stuff, big problems. Some of y'all are the Christians that you are today because the big problems that you went through with God. There's people in this church, there's people next door that literally shouldn't be here. The world would have said, forget that. I forget that. That's too tough. Where was God when I... No, no, no. I drew closer to God during that time, not further away. I found Him more. I found more of Him when I was going through that pain. I found more of God when I didn't have what I thought I should have. I knew more about God when I had... When I can only rely on Him, I got more out of Him. Looking back on it, he said, maybe I should have quit on him. But I couldn't. Amen? Man, that's just true, right? Whew. Now we're going to jump. We're going to jump. We're going to make a big jump. Jump all the way down to verse 43. Now let's go to verse 42. It's 27:42. This is really neat because there was a failed escape from the ship. God, never mind. Can I preach that real quick? There was a failed escape from the ship. There was. All of a sudden, some of the workers didn't trust in what Paul was saying, and they went to get the rescue boats. And Paul said, I see what you're doing. By pretense, you're going to act like you're going to go down and look and see how the ship's doing, but that's not what you're going to do. You're going to try to run, but I tell you this, if you run, you're going to die. If you stay, you're going to live. Woo! That'll preach, won't it? If you're going to run... You're going to die. If you're going to stay with God, you're going to live. God, how many of you have ever had that feeling, I got to go, I got to go? There's a lot of people who want to run from God, run from His callings, run from what He's trying to do. Praise God, don't run, stay. Because if you run, you're going to die. And one of the coolest parts in that, go back and read this. I beg you to go back and read this. One thing they did, you know what those guys did? Even though they were going to run, even though they were lying and they caught them on it, he said, pretense means you were going to pretend to do something you didn't do. You know what they did? They cut those boats off and let them fall into the sea. So even, man, guys will preach. Even some doggone scoundrels can get right. Ain't that good? Even some doggone rotten scoundrels. I mean, some dudes that cut you in the back. Man, thank God they can get right. They were like, all right. I mean, they just had to hear one admonition. All right, we'll just go ahead and cut them off, let them run. I can see them, can't you? Well, we wasn't going to do nothing. Stay right here. Right? But then they went through some terrible, I mean, man, they run the sails down. They girded up the ship. They threw over everything that wasn't important. That'll go back to the message I preached this morning somewhat. Hey, when it gets right down to the real tough stuff, there's only a couple things that matter, right? Praise God, it'd be better if we'd focus on those things and all the stuff that we have, amen? Because these guys, they were sailors, and everything on there was either something they could use to sail, something they could eat, or something they could sell and make money to do it again. And when it got real bad, they threw it all away, amen? And they hadn't ate in days. Man, golly, this is a situation, ain't it? This is a real problem. They ain't ate in days, and they're fighting for their lives, but they're fighting on a promise now. Amen? Some of y'all, hey man, it's getting tough. It looks bad. What's going to happen with this? What's going to happen with that? South Korea, North Korea, over there, over here. I don't know, but I'm standing on a promise. I got a promise. Praise God, look at this. All of a sudden right here, he says, you know what? They tried to do everything they could, and guess what? The ship buries in the sand. The back of the ship breaks off. And all of a sudden, here's where we are in verse 42. Check this out. Write this down. Either write it down now or listen to it again or write it down when you think about it because this is good. When you don't think it can get any worse, sometimes right before it's going to get real good or your life's going to get a whole lot better with God, it gets really bad again. Whew. Can y'all handle that? I mean, sometimes when you think, man, it can't get much worse than this. And it does. This is where we're at in this story. Y'all good? Golly, this is going to sound good to you. Listen to it. And the soldier's counsel was to kill the prisoners lest any of them should swim out and escape. Okay, y'all good? They made it through all that. It's dark outside. They can't see. And they're wondering what they're going to do to live. The ship's broke. The storm's raging. And you know what? They started loading guns, man. They start, all right, we got to kill all these dudes. That's what they hear. Hey, the promise was good until it started. Hey, when still guns started being broke out. Hey, God, I remember I was down there talking to you. We got in that presence. Remember, I got in that presence and I got that promise. But now somebody's broke out with a pistol. Now, the P word, you got it, didn't you? I'm thinking good, now I'm rolling, right? But somebody's broke out a pistol. What about that, Lord? You going to handle that? Does this promise change? No. No, it don't change. So you got to ride it. You got to stay with it. Listen to what happens. It gets good. The centurion. But the centurion willing to save Paul. Who? Come on, man. Listen, ain't that good? But the centurion willing to save who? Paul. Kept them from their purpose and commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea to get to the land. Man, he saved everybody just for saving Paul. Why do you think that centurion got such a burden for Paul? Because of God. Man, somebody's going to... And it... God, this is good. It's getting better and better and better. It's the people that you never thought was going to come through for you too. Listen, the man that was sent to bound you up, to take you into prison, to keep... Now he's the one that's saving you because God's promise and presence on your life. And everybody, all these prisoners, everybody on the ship is getting saved because of your willingness to be obedient to God and go through all this stuff. This is amazing stuff. Well, this just worked for Paul and him. It don't work for me. Yes, it does work for you. You just got to tap into it. The problem is we stop tapping into that and we start tapping into talk shows and TV shows and everybody else instead of tapping into God's Word. Man, because if you read stuff like this, you start thinking, wait a minute, if God's good to them, He can be good to me. If He promises them stuff, if they're in big problems and they get in the presence and then they get promises and then guess what? If everybody's, look, there's a performance. I love this stuff. Verse 44. And the rest, listen to this. They which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea to get to land, and the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. there's a performance of all that stuff. There's a performance. If you stick around long enough, you're going to see a performance of it. Do y'all not like that? Do y'all not like how that breaks out? The first ones dive off the boat like doing a jackknife or a, you know what I mean? I don't know what her name, but you know, different dives. I'm not a diver, but I'll just go with the first one being a jackknife because I heard it all my life. My dad said I could do a jackknife. I didn't know. I did a belly flop. Never mind. That's a whole story. You just, but I mean, they was diving. The best ones got out and swam. And they, you see them. They make it look easy. God, I'm preaching. You don't even know it. Listen, I mean, they some of them, they just coming in hand over hand, breathing out the side. Could never do that either. About half drowned trying to do that. Amen? Then the weaker ones come behind them that could dog it paddling. Right? Then some of them jumped off, could started clinging on to the big stuff. You know what I mean? Paddling their feet. Come on, man. Hey, y'all think you're something, but hey, some of you in here, you're real strong swimmers. Some of you come floating in on some stuff. Well, I'm talking about coming into gym. Some of you got saved and you weren't a strong swimmer. I'm about to preach on that. And then some come in on just barely pieces. I don't know. They're just a broken pieces of life. That's how they come in. Amen? They come strolled in here and there. I love you. You want a real word? You want a word on that? Here's a word. This will drop down on your heart right here. Watch this. Guess what? If Jesus wasn't in it, if God wasn't in it, they had all drowned. Amen? They had all drowned. No, check this out. I want you to hear this. If a real good swimmer is standing in a boat and he says, hey, I'm going to swim to shore. And he tries to swim to shore and can't make it, but he makes it almost all the way to shore, maybe about 50 yards away from shore. He dies, and another person jumps in and can't hardly swim and only makes it a few feet and then drowns. Amen? What are they both? Dead. Amen? That's what we are without Christ. I don't care if you could swim all the way to the shore or if you can't swim 5 feet past the boat. If God ain't in it, you're going to drown. Amen? I love how Paul works this thing out right here. We get saved because we trust and put our trust and faith in Jesus Christ. We're going to jump in this water. And if you do what God tells you to do, we're going to make it. If you try it any other way, you're going to fail. Ain't that funny how the gospel's weaved in and out of all this stuff? You're going to go through some problems in your life. Some of y'all have been through problems so big. I'd beg you, encourage you to find this presence. Stop listening to all the mess. Amen? Get that promise in your heart and your mind. Listen to God. He'll tell you what's going to happen. And then wait for the performance. No, I'll say it again. Wait for the performance. I'll say it again. Wait. Ain't that? No, Joy, you hear it? Wait. You know why? You know why I said that so many times? Because it's hard. I can almost handle the problem. I can handle getting in the presence sometimes. I can handle getting a promise. But waiting on that performance. God's been 15 minutes. I prayed, 5 minutes ago. Hey, God, I talked to you. I got faith. But hey, I hadn't seen it happen yet. That old boy of mine ain't saved. My daughter ain't saved. My husband ain't come in. My wife ain't come in. Hey, this healing ain't happened yet. God, hey, I'm still praying, I'm still talking, I'm still waiting. Wait on the performance. Do everything you can till the performance happens. But then keep telling people, just stand right here on God. Stand and wait, it's going to happen. We'll stand as they come get a song of invitation. Hope it's been a word to help you tonight.